Good morning. Good morning, my friends. It's just Norm. You find me this morning, October the 8th, 2016, in West Central Florida. Dunedin, to be specific. Hammock Park by the Dunedin American Little League baseball fields, to be even more specific. Got a late start this morning. Somewhere between 9 and 10 a.m. And not as dry and cool as I thought it was going to be this morning. Dry and cool, relatively speaking, because of all the recent weather systems that have been in the news, and in my region as of late. They have been calling for less humid air and drier temps along this weekend anyway, but then I think even more so because of the tropical weather disturbances, i.e. Hurricane Matthew, having brought having bought catastrophe in the Caribbean and at least inconvenience along the east coast of Florida to date. Of particular interest is that this storm, of which I was expected to get only tropical storm warnings and tropical storm watches because I live on the west coast of Florida, so everything west of the eye, including outer bands, were supposed to circle counterclockwise over the state of the Florida, over the state of Florida, and bring injurious weather to almost everybody. But fortunately, the eye never did make landfall. It just kind of hugged the eastern coast and rode up the east coast of Florida, certainly causing wind and rain damage and storm surges and loss of power. But as I said, to date, in Florida, there has been minimal loss of life. I think I've heard somewhere from between 1 to 5 people may have lost their life as a result of the storm. Now, in perspective, one life is too much. Nonetheless, 5. But as we speak, it seems as though damage and inconvenience and loss of property, while tremendously burdensome, and I do not speak of lightly, can be negotiated and ultimately repaired, but loss of life cannot. So, I'm sure you've all heard in the news that this storm has the potential to curl up around Georgia, South Carolina, and then circle back around. In other words, take an eastward turn, head south, and then come back across the state of Florida as it is influenced by the other storm in the Atlantic called Nicole. So, I do not take these warnings lightly. We're still not out of the fire yet. But this morning, I have my life, my health, my family, and the love of God not in that particular order to be thankful for. Now, in regards to the Caribbean, I have not heard what the damage and the loss of life has been in other Caribbean islands, but in regards to Haiti, I've heard unconfirmed reports that as many as 800 have lost their life, but the more, the more likely number is probably... Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Sorry if I startled you.
That's okay.
So the more likely numbers that I'm seeing are 1 to 2, maybe even 300 lives lost and devastation. These facts and information are just kind of coming in days later after Haiti was the first island. And let's not forget Cuba. I don't know what the toll of damage and loss of life in Cuba has been, but so far it seems that Haiti is the one that's been most adversely affected by the strength of this very, very powerful storm. So, and in regards to that, I have in the past been pretty eager to donate or send money to natural disasters. Japan, earthquake in India less than a year ago. I think that was it. And other catastrophic disasters. When I see and hear about these, and the media gives it a lot of credence, I'm usually moved to try to donate something to help. This time, I as well am moved to donate something to help to Haiti, but I find myself somewhat wary of different donation agencies and don't quite know which one is the most reliable or which one will give me the most bang for my buck, i.e. what resources we'll get to those people in the most expedient, efficient, and meaningful way. So, I'm looking into that. I mean, you can look for a Christian one, but anybody can use the term Christian. Don't have a lot of faith in American Red Cross or those kind of big-time notorious, that's probably not a word, notorious, agencies. So I'm looking for a palpable, meaningful way to donate, and I'm researching it. Any thoughts or ideas, free to leave me a comment on the blog or send me an email. And I really would like to help. And it's out of a heart of empathy and concern that I seek to help. I really do. Last time, I think, I involved Giselle, and I had her help me click on the websites and the donate buttons and the bank or the credit card numbers so that she could feel like she was helping, and as well to teach her about charity. So I may go that route again. Of course, in the mind and the eye of the child, if I do this, she kind of goes to extremes, and then she'll think about every disaster and every person all over planet Earth to try to help, and I can't do that. I wrestle with myself enough about not being able to do that as it is, and my daughter prompting me to do more. Does that make sense? Can you dig it? I hope that you can. So, needless to say, running has not been amenable or congruent with the events of life this past week. I did run on, I think it was Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. And even that day, I thought I was going to get some weather. I almost cut the run short because of the visualization of weather, i.e. dark clouds and bands of rain. But there was no lightning. And then those bands eventually moved to the east and the south of me. And I was able to, after cutting short the Triple C route, pick up a few parking lots and extra loops. Oh, look at this large turtle. I gotta take a picture. Hold on. Okay. I saw a big old turtle, and I got about a 20-second video of him, and then a snapshot. That's what that was about. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Running. Not as much this week as I would have liked. Thursday, when all the weather community was sounding the alarm, and there was a bit of hysteria in the air, there was very little to no rain in my region. And I thought about going for a run after work Thursday. But as the storm was forecast to approach, and there was a bit of news media hysteria, I thought it wise to just go home, be near family, watch and track the storm. That scared me, I'm not gonna lie to you. I couldn't see that dog, and that bark scared the poop out of me. I went home and tracked the storm and sat close to family. And that was good. One of the other things that happened was that the VA, which is not likened to do this, gave what's called authorized absence. In other words, they closed the clinics and told everybody to stay home on Friday. At first, they weren't going to close the clinics, and I was expected to report for work. No big deal. then they changed it and said, okay, clinics are closed, but you have to come into work and find something to do. In other words, maybe catching up on administrative work. Or if you do decide to stay home, you have to use your vacation pay. That's okay too. I don't mind either one of those options. Then they finally said, yeah, you can stay home, we'll pay for it. So, your government dollars at work. So I was off Friday, yesterday, and without a doubt, I could have gotten a run in. But I decided to save Hammock Park for my traditional Saturday morning euphoria pursuit. And so here I am. Kind of keeps me on track. Running along now the newly modified south edge of Hammock, where they have fenced off Our Lady of Lourdes Church from the old Serenity Circle. I think I told you that last time. That's okay. It's all good. So I've got almost a mile and a half in. Feeling good. Feeling real good. This is an important run for me in a lot of respects because my mind was getting cloudy with the woes and maladies of the world not having, you know, if you look at the past few weeks, it's been a lot of rain and storm interruption in my running. I like to keep it regular, not like I'm amassing the miles, but you know, the run is my balm, my mental salve. And over the past couple weeks, I would say there's been some distinct interruptions. Overall, when I look at the summer and even this active hurricane season, my running has been excellent in my own mind in terms of negotiating the heat, the elements, and negotiating the inconveniences of not being able to run from time to time. I believe it's setting me up for a really enjoyable fall and winter running season, which is my desire. No paces, no times, just enjoyable running. One leg in front of the other, sweating or breathing, thinking, reasoning. Morning. Sorry if I startled you.
Have a good one.
You too. There was a guy coming straight at me with two, looked like bulldogs. They're both on leashes. They were extender leashes. And they were pleasantly and well-behavedly coming towards me. I'm on Gopher Trail, getting ready to hit the cul-de-sac, if you will. I'll turn around, come back up Palm Trail. So, up to this point, I would classify what I've spoken about as jibber jabber. Would you agree? Jibber jabber. I recently got a message. It was actually a group message from Cynthia Horan Fields, who was asking Steve Hailstone and myself podcasts we like, whether they be running or spiritual. This is that spot where the grass is just so overgrown I can't get past it to get to the fence by San Jose Elementary School and extend my loop mileage. So I just gotta turn around here until they do something about that. A lot of snakes in the grass here that you can't see. Not that that's really a concern, but it's a nice excuse, right? So Steve had made some running podcast recommendations, and then also some spiritual ones to include D.A. Carson. Very, very, very academic and philosophical. I've listened to him before. He's a great mind. I think at the time I wasn't capable of grasping it all. I should give him another listen. And, there's another one he mentioned. I can't remember who it was. Then I threw in, of course, my recommendations for some of the ones I listened to. But, you know, it kind of brings it all home, because with the hurricane and the running and the inconveniences, you have to think about perspective, you know? Perspective as to our lives, our dot of a life here on this planet Earth. We are born, we're here for a relatively short time, and then we go on. And so, there's nothing we can do to put up a fight against a hurricane, or an earthquake, or an illness. We are beholden and subject to not only the elements, but the powers unseen. So I always think it's a good idea to try to mention that and give you folks some food for thought in terms of where you lie spiritually. You know, for most of my life, I've been afraid of coming off as preachy, and I've been reticent to speak about spiritual things because of my own fears and misgivings regarding acceptance and judgment from other people. That's my own. One of my own many insecurities. But I feel as though maybe, just maybe, I'm growing a little bit as a result of the amount of growth given to me by God above. And that I now feel as though I'm not so concerned as to whether you think I'm preachy, or if you judge me, or if you won't like me, is what I'm saying. But more so, I'm concerned that I have this platform, this minuscule platform, in which to share something with you that could change your eternal destiny, and even more close to home, can change the way that you think and live and frame your perspective now. And I think it's the right thing to do. There. Have I long-windedly given my apologetic stance? I think so. Work it out. Work it out for yourself. Ponder it. Think it through. Alright, I'm on Palm Trail. The intersection of Klein and Palm. I'm running northbound. And soon I will be at Skinner Trail and turn left, or eastbound. Part of me would be tempted to seek high mileage today in an effort to overcompensate for only 7 miles for the week so far, but the other part of me settled down just before I started and said, just run what you feel, Lauren. And the other part of me said, if you get less miles this week, it'll bode well for the next week, almost like a pseudo taper. So we will definitely seek 5 today. Depending upon where I am and how I feel, that could see me lending my outstretched hand towards 6 or 7. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Dog walker. Lots of dog walkers this morning. So yeah, they're supposed to get some cooler temperatures. If not today, then they're saying late this weekend, early next week, with lows overnight, maybe in the high 50s to mid 60s, and highs in the day, more like 84 or 85 with a drier breeze. So if that does happen, that will be quite nice for my running and for my general feeling. Yeah. The body and the mind and the eyes crave distinct seasons from time to time. And if you know me, I'm craving at least a pseudo fall this particular time in life. I got a notice in my email from my my wireless carrier, and it said that I was dangerously close to using all my allotted data. We get those every once in a while. Actually, rarely do we get those. And my first push the blame button instinct is to look towards my lovely teenage daughter, Roselle, as she has an iToy. But I negotiated that pretty good, I think. I gently asked her if she was texting much, and she said yes. And I said, well, I got a notice that we're almost over the limit, so if we can pull the reins back on that, it'll save us from going over. And she smiled and nodded yes. And my wife smiled, and I didn't make much more of a big deal out of it. In the past, I would have gotten a bit perturbed about it. It did cause me to actually go and look on the data plan. And data is something that I'm ashamedly naive about with all this technology. Or, as Elton John used to sing, all this science I don't understand. It's just my job 5 days a week. But anyway, when I look at data, it's not incomprehensible that I understand how and when it's used, but it's something I don't think about and need gentle reminders from time to time about. When I went to the online plan, it showed me where most of the data was being used. And guess who was using most of the data? Yeah, just me, just Norm. And I was surprised at this, but immediately I thought to myself, okay, there's two things I can identify that might use data. One is podcasts. So, as you know, I listen quite a bit to Dr. D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, a Welsh expositor back in the 20th century, whose sermons are pretty relevant today in 2016. And I can tell you that I listen to those on the run twice weekly, and as well in the morning on the way to work. Another thing that I noticed is I'm getting a lot more junk email. And I'm a little uncertain as to how to manage that. You see, my carrier is Tampa Bay. Well, my server is tampabay.rr.com. My carrier for the phone is AT&T. But when I try to go onto the tampabay.rr.com and block junk mail or add names of senders to that list, it seems to have reached a limit, and I can't do that anymore. And in addition to that, I had my email in Rosenby for an awful long time, probably 10 or 15 years, just ballpark. So really what I would like to do is to call BrightHouseTampaBay.rr.com, maybe Monday when everything's open again, see if they can help me either switch to another name or change the setting where I can add more junk mail. Because in other research, I found that email uses a lot of data. So podcasts and email. And what I had not realized, and maybe this had to do with when I upgraded to iOS 10, but my cellular data is turned on. So I may be using so much more cellular data than Wi-Fi data. So a little bit of learning this weekend for me in terms of data and those kind of things. And as well, my continual plug that almost nothing we do, unless we're extraordinarily diligent, is secure and safe data passing over the interwebs. I try not to be too suspicious about this, but I do give it quite a bit of credence. Matter of fact, I know there's all kinds of hacking going on that I'm probably so unaware of and have not taken appropriate measures against. I mean, it's fact of life. I think I heard one time Carlos comment on my thoughts about this, stating, if I don't have anything to be wary of, then why worry about it? But really, if you don't pay attention to what you're putting out there, you can be suspect to all kinds of calamity. Really, think about it. Let's get a drink of water here. Take a little spot break here at the water fountain. I'll be back on the other side. Okay. Pause break. I'm on the corner of Mira Vista Drive and Santa Ana Drive, just adjacent to the park. I chose to loop around Osprey Circle and take this neighborhood road to add some looping miles. I will be back along Osprey Circle in about a quarter to a half a mile. You might notice there's a bit of a clip-clop to my gait, and I hope my cadence is somewhat pleasing and semi-hypnotic, though nobody can beat the master of hypnotic cadence like the running jackal. But I'm wearing my Newton lugged bottom trail shoes for this hammock run. And if I had been road running, I would have been wearing my Brooks, extending the life on all those shoes by keeping them appropriately placed in a rotation. I noted there was some talk on the social media sites about the running podcast list. And some were asking in the Slow Runners Club about podcasts and to listen to. And someone had mentioned, hey, go check out the Zen Runners running podcast list, where he has graciously and unselfishly put together a list with links to some of the more notable running podcasts. And I noticed my name was on there, but for the walk breaks on Spreaker only. And it was lacking in the Run Norman blog spot. So I emailed Adam and he kindly added me to the list. And as I said to him in the email, I'm not quite sure that anybody still listens to me jibber jabber. But if I do go to the effort of jibber jabbering, I might as well know that it's out there. Give it a try if they might. So my name is on there. I also saw on the social media sites that our resident marathoner extraordinaire JD is running a marathon maybe today. Is it today or tomorrow? Saturday or Sunday. He's in, I believe, upstate New York. Was it Cessna or Selsno? Anyway, I think it's the Empire State Marathon. And he's running that this weekend. So throw your good wishes and prayers up for James Daly, if you will. What else have I seen going on from a distance? The ugliness of the political season is rearing its head. I won't go there, but it is most discouraging, and I will be happy when it's all said and done, at least from the standpoint of watching people with passions inflamed. Part of I've had my mind so disjointed this morning, I think, was my human nature to let my perspective get away from where it should be. You know, think about what I just talked about this morning. Running, wanting to run, inconveniences, perspective on life in regards to natural disasters, financial and security matters when it comes to data and internet safety, political seasons with human beings' real colors coming to fruition. And all those things can cause worry and angst and uncertainty. But in a moment of clarity, Spirit of God broke through my noisy mind and my heart and reminded me where my hope lies. It reminded me that I'm not going to change not one of those things by worry or fretting or even meditating or contemplating on them. It's a wasted thought. And so in that moment of clarity, I found peace. I found peace. That's it. And you have the gift, Norman. The gift of the Spirit. And the gift of hope that's provided by no man. And all at once, I felt right in my soul. It's very real. I offer it as both a statement of where my soul is this morning, joined in my heart and mind, and also as an encouragement to you, should it be that. So, as I head off of Osprey Loop, coming up on the foot bog, with almost 4 miles to my name, I will tell you, as I often do, but with no less conviction, that I love you. Yep, I love you, my brothers. Sisters. And it seems reasonable that we should talk again. So until that time, it's just Norm.